very interesting. Yesterday, we saw that the Chazon Ish and the Briska Rav were actually makbid on 2 days of Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, which is pretty crazy. But we explained why based on the Rambam. But the majority of people hold like the Ritva that we say a little plug in Eretz Yisrael, and everybody keeps 1 day no matter where you are, except maybe a lot. But the Chazon Ish was machmir for himself, and the Briska Rav was machmir for himself as well to keep 2 days of Yontif with ando rices and not eating chametz. I don't think they had a seder like Tusa Dharma or anything like that. All right. Tuf Tzadi Vav, Sif Aleph. So if you do Malacha on Yontif Sheni, Vimu Tzur B'Durabanan, Emachmirin Lenadoso, Elamalkin Oso. We don't do a nidui on someone who's like a Talmud Chacham if they mess up on the second day of Yontif, but we do give a Makas Mardus. Makas Mardus means Malkos Midurabanan, and there's different opinions as to what, how many Malkos you actually give for Makas Mardus. Some say it's 13, because it's a third of 39. Some say it's 39. Some say you do it until he says he was wrong. Sometimes it's even worse than it.
Don't do it anyway until he can't handle it anymore?
Well, no, it could be that if it's only a Durabanan, so then there'd be a set amount, as opposed to the regular Malkos, which have that set amount. Yes. Siv Beis. Ein Chilik Ben Rishon L'Sheni, El Yemei Sechein L'Cholas Ayin. So there's very little difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. The only difference is when it comes to burying Emes, that we're more lenient because of his kavod. We don't want him to sit out for any longer, so therefore on the second day of Yom Tov, we would bury Emes. We don't really do it nowadays, but that's what we would be able to do. Chein L'Chol Es Ayin. Oshar choli she'en bo sakana. So too, any chola which does not have sakana, even though in general you're allowed to do medicine for chola she'en bo sakana, on Yontif, on the second day of Yontif, we are much more makel. V'afal pisha asar b'rishon alei de'en Yehudi, imein bo sakana, b'sheni mutra fi olu de'Yisrael, chutz mi yantur shenish rosh hashana, j'shnei yam tusha achas arichta hein. So, in general, when we differentiate between the first day of Yontif and the second day of Yontif, that's only by other Yom Tovim, but not by Rosh Hashanah. That's why even those who are moving to Israel for next year will keep a 3-day Yontif Rosh Hashanah this year, because it's 2 days of Yontif Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael. But then the rest, only in America, they'll have 3-day Yontifs, not in Eretz Yisrael. So, when it comes to doing refuah on Yom Tov Sheni, so again, we're more makil, and even if you're not a chol hashem b'sakana, even if you're just, your eye hurts, or something like that, and it's not so bad, and you're not going to die, or anything like that, we'll be more makil, even without a shinui. So therefore, we can take medicine, even though you're not supposed to take medicine on Yontif. On the second day of Yontif, we'd be more makil, and we would allow you to take medicine. There's other leniencies which are involved in the second day of Yontif. Anything which is only asar on the first day of Yontif because of a chashash ba'alma, we are also lenient on. Other interesting discussions regarding a bris mila. So what happens if your suffolk, in general, you're only allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos or Yontif if it's bismano. But if it's a suffolk, whether the baby was born on Shabbos or not, like it was born ben Ashmashos of Friday night or something like that, so then we don't do the mila on Shabbos, because we're not docha Shabbos for a suffolk. But if it's Yontif Sheni, so then we say a svek sveka, and the Noda Yehuda says that you can do it on the second day of Yontif. So too, if you have a cesarean section, in general, if it's a cesarean section, we might not... And the 8th day falls out on Yom Tov Sheni. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that it is Docha Yom Tov Sheni, since it's a suffix in the Gemara, whether a cesarean section is Docha Yant Shabbos or not. And Yom Tov Sheni, we would say Sek Sveka, and we'd be lenient to do the Mila in that situation. So again, there's very few differences between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, but one of the big ones to know is when it comes to the leniency regarding medicine. That's only if it's Isser Durabanan, but a Doraisa is for sure going to be prohibited even on Yom Tov Sheni.